Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. The setting will be an economic summit. The topic is likely to be Russia and Ukraine. U.S. President Barack Obama is preparing to head to the G7 summit in Germany Sunday, where he will attempt to rally his G7 partners to extend sanctions on Russia for its continuing involvement in Ukraine. Although the formal purpose of the G7 talks is trade, the issues of Ukraine and the strategy against the Islamic State group are expected to dominate the discussions.
Talks at this resort in the German Alps are to open Sunday with discussions on economic issues and climate change, but G7 leaders are also hoping to hear from President Obama on plans for moving forward on Ukraine and the Islamic State group. Some G7 nations are participating in Allied bombing raids against the Islamic State group, and the fighters' recent capture of Ramadi in Iraq has left many wondering whether Mr. Obama's strategy is working. The biggest issue, however, is Russia, excluded from the meeting for a second year. There are questions here about the U.S. leader's approach to Russia, one that White House officials, including spokesman Josh Earnest, acknowledge has not changed Vladimir Putin's behavior in Ukraine.
The economic pressure that's been applied to Russia has not yet resulted in President Putin changing his strategic calculus.
Luis Ramirez, near the site of the G7 summit in Garmisch, Germany.
A suspected U.S. drone strike Saturday in Pakistan's once militant-dominated North Waziristan border region killed at least 9 suspected militants. Local media quoted security officials as saying that an unmanned aircraft fired 2 missiles on a compound in the remote Shawal Valley, and those killed were linked to Afghanistan's neighboring Taliban insurgencies. This is VOA News.